Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
We thank the Lord for another chance to meet together this morning.
感谢主，今天早晨我们又有一次机会聚在他的面前。
Let's begin with a word of prayer together.
我们开头一点祷告。Dear
Lord, we bow before you this morning.
主啊，早晨我们俯伏在你面前。We
do want to worship you.
我们要敬拜你。We
do want to say thank you.
我们要感谢你。
For this new life that you've given us.
因为你给我们一个新的生命,
for another chance to come into your presence.
我们给我们另外机会来到你面前,
another chance to receive your word.
我们再有一次机会来领受你的话语。
We pray that your spirit would be with us this morning.
我们祷告你的灵今天早晨与我们同在。
Just open our hearts to your word, Lord.
主啊，实在开我们的心向着你的话。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As I was preparing for this morning's sharing, I was looking at my notes from last time I shared.
我在预备这次信息的时候，我就要看看我上一次交通的时候的一些笔记。
That was almost a year ago. It was on March 29th, 2020.
几乎是一年以前了，那是2020年3月29号。
And I remember sharing, you know, hopefully COVID and everything would be over by April 2020.
我那时候交通的时候，我还想说，希望新冠肺炎病毒能够在四月，去年四月就可以结束。So
obviously I was wrong.
很显然我错了。But
we thank the Lord for bringing us through this past year.
不过我们感谢主带领我们走过去过去的一年。We
thank the Lord for keeping us safe.
我们感谢主保守我们都很平安。I
have a very simple word to share this morning.
我今天早上要交通非常简单的信息。
It's just one verse.
就是一节经文。
And this verse is 1 Peter 5:7.
这个经文是从彼得前书5章7节出来的。
It says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
也那里说到，你们要将一切忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
I'll read it again. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
我再读一遍。 要将一切忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
And I want to focus on that second half of the verse this morning.
因为今天早晨我想要聚焦于这一节经文的后半段。
And hopefully we can spend some time reflecting on the fact that God cares for us.
我们盼望能够有些时间，我们真是能够交通到神顾念我们。
He cares for us so deeply.
因为他实在深深的顾念我们。
And he loves us more than we know.
因为他爱我们超过我们一切所能知道的。
This was a burden on my heart, especially as we enter the second year of COVID and staying at home.
这些经文实在进到我心里，因为特别是我们现在来到新冠病毒的第二年的情况。
And this extended period of isolation.
因为我们实在经历一段很长时间的隔离。
Because this isolation has really been an opportunity for the enemy to attack us.
因为这样的一个隔离实在是好像给仇敌有机会来攻击我们。
And Satan, you know, one of the ways that he attacks us is, you know, he tells us that no one cares for us.
因为有一个方面，仇敌撒旦要攻击我们，就是他想告诉我们说，没有人顾念我们。
That our family doesn't care, or friends, or brothers and sisters, or even God doesn't care about us.
仇敌想说，你的家人不会关心你，你的朋友、你弟兄姐妹，甚至神都不顾念你。
And that drives us more into isolation.
因为这样的攻击使我们好像更落到隔离的光景里面。
And it removes any hope that we have.
好像似乎把我们所有的盼望都挪去了。
And we do see that, you know, in this time of isolation, there's more and more cases of just you know, mental health has been deteriorating.
那我们也看见说，在这样一个隔离的时候，好像我们听过很多很多更多的这种情况，就是人心理的健康开始变坏了。
So may we all be aware of the enemy's attacks, and may we be able to counter with the truth.
那我们如果能够认知到仇敌的攻击，我们就可以用真理来抵挡它。
This is the truth, that God cares for us. He cares for me, he cares for you.
这就是真理，因为神顾念我们，他顾念我，他顾念你。
So when it says God cares for you in 1 Peter 5:7, what does that mean? What does the word care mean?
当彼得前书他们这样说神顾念我们，这顾念究竟是什么意思呢？
So I looked up the original Greek word that's used there is mellow, M-E-L-O, mellow.
这个原文希腊文的用字是用这个字 mellow, M-E-L-O.
And the definition is to be an object of care.
那这个字的定义就是有一方面就是我们是被顾念的对象。
To be concerned with.
也是被关心的对象。
And to give thought to.
也是在思念上我们被想到。
So just as a very simple example, recently, someone gave my son a pet fish.
我就用一个简单的例子，最近呢有人给我儿子一个小小的宠物鱼。
So now we care for a fish.
所以现在我们就非常的顾念，非常的照顾我们这个小鱼。
So he is the object of our care.
因为显然的这个鱼是我们一个关心的照顾的对象。
We feed him, we change out the water in his tank.
因为我们会喂这个鱼，我们也会为这个鱼换水。
We are concerned with him.
我们也很关心这条鱼。
Sometimes maybe the water looks like it's getting kind of dirty. We need to change the water.
因为当我们注意到水有一些污浊了，所以我们就要换水。
Or it looks like he doesn't like this kind of food. We need to get another kind of food that he will eat.
好像我们给一些食物给这条鱼，它不是很喜欢，所以我们就想要换不同的食物给这条鱼吃。
And we give thought to him.
那因为我们在思想上，我们会想到这条鱼。
Every time we walk past the fish tank, you think about, oh, did I feed him yet today?
当我们每次经过那个鱼缸的时候，我们就想说，哦，我们今天喂它了吗？
Or if you can't see him, oh, where is he hiding? And then, take a look.
或是我们当我们经过鱼缸的时候，看见，哎，是不是没看到这条鱼？是不是它藏起来了？所以我们想找找它。
So we're taking care, we're caring for this tiny fish.
所以虽然是一条小鱼，但是我们非常顾念它。
And if you can imagine in a similar way, or in a much much greater way, how the Lord cares for us.
所以你可以想象，神是。顾念我们是何等更要用更大的方式来顾念我们。
We are the objects of his care.
因为我们是他顾念的对象。
And he takes care of all of our needs.
因为他实在是照顾我们所有一切的需要。
And I think all of us have testimony in our lives of how the Lord has provided all that we've needed.
因为我们看见我们的见证都可以见证说神实在是供应我们一切的需要。
He is concerned with us.
而且他也关心我们。
He knows us inside and out.
因为他实在对我们而言是里里外外他都非常清楚。
He knows what we're going through.
他知道我们所经历的。
He knows all of our successes and our failures.
他也知道我们成功之处，我们失败的地方。
He knows what we're struggling with.
他也知道我们现在正在挣扎些什么。
The Lord is concerned with us.
因为神实在关心我们。
And then finally, the Lord thinks about us.
那我们最后想要说的是，神也的确思念我们。
This is really such an amazing thought that the Lord who created the heavens and the earth, he thinks about us.
这实在是一个叫人惊奇的一个想法，就是这创造天地的主，他竟然会思念我们。
In Psalm 139, verse 17, it says,
在诗篇139篇第17节有这样说。
How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you.
这里说到神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。
So David understood that the Lord, he doesn't just think about us. It's not a passing thought that he has for us.
因为在这里大卫实在是认识到清楚明白说神向我们的意念并不只是短暂的暂时的。
But it's an innumerable number of thoughts. He's thinking about us all the time.
而是实在是主常常思念我们，因为这里讲到说他向我们的意念其数何等众多。
I was curious, so I looked up online, just to try to get a rough estimate to, how do you even count, the sand?
因为我实在有点好奇，所以我想说我们怎么数点这个沙子哈，所以我就到网上查了一下。
I don't know how accurate this is, but it said one cup of sand has roughly 2 million grains of sand in it.
我不清楚这是否非常精确，但是他有说一杯沙子里面几乎有200万个沙子。
Can you even imagine having 2 million thoughts about someone?
你是不是可以想象说，如果我们向着一个人所怀的意念有两百万件？
I probably think about my son more than anyone else in the world.
也许我现在想到我的儿子，也许想到超过世界上其他许多事情。
And still, you know, obviously it fall much, I'm not even close to 2 million.
但是我可以说我虽然想我儿子那么多，但是不可能有200万件这么多。
Yeah. So I think, you know, it's just to give you a sort of frame of reference of the Lord's thoughts for us, it's innumerable. It's more than we can even imagine.
所以这里讲到说神向着我们所怀的意念呢，其数是比海沙更多，数不过来。
Yeah, and he loves us so much, and he cares about us so deeply.
因为他实在是爱我们，他也很深深地顾念我们。
So, hopefully, you know, we can all just reflect on that the Lord cares for us.
所以我们实在盼望说我们可以稍微回想一下，知道说神顾念我们。
That he takes care of us.
因为他实在是照顾我们的需要。
He's concerned with us.
因为他关心我们。
And he thinks about us.
他也思念我们。
And so then the next question is, so what?
所以下个问题是应该怎么反应呢？
So how does this affect my everyday life?
当我们有这样的想法的时候，我们每天的生活是如何被影响的？
And how do we make it real to us?
我们怎么样把这样一个想法成为我们的实际？
So I had two different practical applications for this.
我就想到了两点非常实际的应用。
The first one is that we need to claim this fact by faith.
我们第一点就是说我们要靠着信心把这个真理接受下来。
It's not enough just to know in our head, yeah, God cares for us, yes, I've heard this before.
因为如果我们只在脑中知道说哦，神顾念我们是这样，这是不够的。
But we need to claim it and accept it as true in our lives by faith.
但是我们要靠着信心把这样一个真理实际接受到我们的生活里面。
Like in 1 Corinthians 5:7, it says we walk by faith and not by sight.
好像哥林多哥林多前书有讲到说我们行事为人是凭着眼见，凭着信心不凭着眼见。
So by faith we must believe that God cares for us.
所以我们必须要凭着信心看见说是神是顾念我们。
And this can feel like a really abstract thing to do.
这好像看起来是非常抽象的事。
You know, it's much easier to say like, oh yeah, my parents care for me because I see they provide for me, they make sacrifices for me. I see it every day.
因为我们好像很容易说哦，是的，我们是看见父母亲很照顾我们，因为我们每天看见他为我们父母亲为我们所供应的一切。
But for the Lord, we really do need this childlike faith, to claim that this fact that he cares for us.
但是向着主，我们必须要有一个像孩子一样的信心来接受这一个真理。
And this can be easy to do.
这也许不容易。
It could be easy.
这或许是非常容易的事。
But more often than not, it's extremely difficult, especially when we go through difficulties.
但很多时候，当我们在经历困难的时候，好像这就变得非常不容易来接受的一个真理。
For example, when the disciples got into the boat and they were crossing the lake and they were stuck in the middle of a storm.
所以，比如说，当门徒他们坐船要经过这个湖的时候，在湖当中他们遇到了暴风。
And in Mark chapter 4, verse 37, we'll just read verse 37 and 38.
在马可福音第四章37、38节这里有记载。
It says, And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep in the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
这里讲到说，忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他说，夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？
And in verse 38, when it says, Do you not care that we're perishing?
在38节这里讲到说，我们丧命你不顾吗？
That care is the same word, it's the mellow in the Greek.
因为这里讲到说这个你不顾这个顾这个字刚我们讲到那个顾念是同一个字 melo、
And the disciples are saying you know Jesus don't you care about us?
所以在这里门徒似乎是在说主啊你不顾念我们吗
How could you let us get into this situation?
你怎么让我们容让我们经历到这样一个光景里面
And these were skilled fishermen that spent most of their life on a boat.
因为我们知道这些人其实他们是非常非常有技术的是打鱼的人。
For them to be this scared, it must have been just a horrible storm.
因为像这些善于打鱼的人他们都那么害怕我们就知道那个暴风是相当的大。
They must have known that they were very close to die.
他们一定是知道说他们离死不到一步之远了。
So how can the Lord care for them in a situation like this?
所以在这种情况之下主是怎么顾念他们呢
So they ask Jesus, you know, do you not care?
所以他们才会这样问主耶稣说你不顾吗
And what did the Lord do?
所以我们看见主做了什么呢
As we continue reading in Mark chapter 4 verse 39 to 40,
我们再继续读下面两节四章三十九四十节
He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush, be still. And the wind died down and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?
这里讲到说耶稣醒了斥责风向海说住了吧静了吧风就止住大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说为什么胆怯你们还没有信心吗
So, you know, first, Jesus showed them,that he was in control this whole time.
第一件事情我们看见主做的就是告诉只是这些民族说他实在还在掌控这一切。
That no matter how they felt, they were not close to dying.
所以不管门徒是怎么样的天然有什么样的感觉但是主耶稣知道他们不会死亡。
And then, more importantly, Jesus points out they have no faith.
但是更重要的是我们看见主耶稣在这里指出来说他们没有信心。
And, you know, when I read this, I felt like, that's not really fair.
每次我读这个经文的时候我好像想说哦这不公平。
If I was there, I would have said to Jesus, you know, did you see the waves?
因为如果我那时候在船上的话我也会对主耶稣说你没有看见这波浪吗
Did you see all the water that was filling up the boat?
你没有看见这水现在在船里面的水都慢慢满起来了吗
like, Of course I'm afraid.
当然我是惧怕的。
But we really see here the power of faith.
但是我们在这里看见说信心的能力。
And Jesus says, you know, you have no faith. If you just had a little bit of faith, you wouldn't be afraid.
因为在这里主耶稣是说他们你们没有信心。因为换句话说就是如果有一点信心的话是没问题的。
So may the Lord just give us that little bit of faith to cling on to Him.
所以真是盼望主就把这样一点点的信心加给我们，好叫我们能够抓住它。
And you know, I know that brothers and sisters, everyone has these storms in their lives that they're living through.
因为我们知道每一位弟兄姊妹在我们生命里面都会经历很多的风浪。
And sometimes it just looks like there's no way out.
因为有时候好像我们觉得实在没有出路了。
And there's no hope.
没有盼望了。
May we all just be able to cling to the Lord in these times.
我们真是在愿意在这样的时间里面我们能够更多的来依靠主。
And have that childlike faith and say, Lord, this doesn't look good, but you said that you care for me.
我们都可以像有小孩子那样的信心告诉主说主啊这个情况实在很糟但是我们信任你。
And I'm going to hold on to that.
我们要抓住这一点。
And I'm going to believe that you are good.
我要相信说你是良善的神。
And so may the Lord show us, you know, how to continue to walk in faith.
所以实在是愿主继续来指示我们如何行在信心里面。
The second practical application point.
第二点实际的想法是
is we need to choose the better part.
就是我们应当要选择那上好的部分。
And, you know, a lot of times we can't see how much the Lord cares for us because we're so focused on ourselves.
因为我们很多时候我们没有注意到说主是在顾念我们因为我们自己的心思意念是在许多其他的事上。
And we're focused on our problems and our own struggles and, you know, we kind of wonder, how come God doesn't care about us?
因为我们好像只是专注在我们自己的问题、自己的困难上面，我们就会说，哎，主好像都没有顾念我们。
I'm sure we're all very familiar with the story, of Mary and Martha.
我想我们都很熟悉玛利亚和马大的故事。
That Jesus stopped by their house and, Martha was busy doing all this work.
因为我们知道主耶稣那时候去探访他们，那我们看到马大很忙，急忙着做些做这做那。
And Mary just sat at the Lord's feet and listened.
而玛利亚就单单地坐在主的脚前听主讲话。
And in Luke chapter 10, verse 40, it says,
在路加福音十章四十节这里说
But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.
那这一讲，马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
And again, it's when she says, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? That is that same word in the Greek.
在这里我们注意到说，当马大问主说，你不在意吗？这里在意跟这个在意跟这个刚才我们讲的顾念是同一个字。
So, you know, Martha is clearly frustrated.
因为我们可以看出来马大实在是非常的沮丧。
And it's not fair. She's doing all the work. Her sister is sitting around.
因为他总觉得说这不公平，他在这里忙进忙出，但是他的妹子却只坐在那边。
And she really thought that she was doing the right thing. She was being a good host. She was getting everything ready.
因为我们想说，马大一定心里想说，他实在是都做对的事情，因为他想要扮演一个好主人的角色。
And she thought that she had every right, to be upset and every right to bring this question to the Lord.
因为他实在是想说，他有足够的理由向主来抱怨，向主来埋怨。
But the Lord answered and said to her in verse 41-42.
但是主在41节、42节是这样回答他。
Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
马大，马大，你为许多事思虑烦扰。但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So this really reveals a secret of the Lord's heart here.
所以在这里我们看见把主的心里的奥秘启示出来。
That as we think about, you know, how do we make the fact that the Lord cares about us real in our lives?
所以我们就想说，怎么样认识到主耶稣基督在我们生活里面是顾念我们。
We need to take the time.To sit down at the Lord's feet and to behold Him.
所以在这里我们看见说，我们就必须要花时间来坐在主的脚前。
And we can only see how much He cares for us when we're actually looking for Him.
因为我们要知道主究竟顾念我们多少，必须我们先要来到他的面前。
Not when we're so busy, we're running around doing this thing, doing that thing, and being worried about everything in our life.
因为如果我们只是说忙这忙那，在我们自己的生活里面忧虑这忧虑那，那我们是不能明白主顾念我们。
And this is really a question that the Lord has for us today.
因为我想这就是主今天要向我们所问的问题。
You know, are we worried and bothered about so many things?
我们是不是为许多事思虑烦扰呢？
I'm sure this past year has only increased the amount of worry that we have in our lives.
那我们当然知道说在过去这一年好像我们的忧虑增加许多。
And, you know, hopefully, as things slowly start returning, back to how it was before the pandemic, our lives will continue to get busier and busier.
所以我们是盼望说我们慢慢的都能够回归到疫情以前的生活一样，但是我们的生活可能还是如此的忙碌。
So may we still be able to take the time and sit at the Lord's feet.
所以我们实在愿意，我们仍然能够花时间来坐在主的脚前。
Just to be in His presence.
我们只是想要说，在他的同在里面。
And to see how much He cares for us.
那我们就可以明白，看见他是如此顾念我们。
It really is so precious.
因为这实在是非常宝贵的。
So may the Lord really, plant this word in our hearts this morning.
所以真是主，愿主今天早晨来让我们心里看见。
May He strengthen us.
他能够坚固我们。
And may He use this word, as a weapon that we can fight against the enemy with.
因为他实在是用他的话来装备我们，使我们能够与敌人来作战。
That we are not alone, that the Lord loves us and He cares for us so much.
因为我们并不是独自一人，乃是主与我们同在，他顾念我们。
That's the end of my share.
好，我的交通停在这里。
我们非常感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
早晨借着我们弟兄给我们这样一个非常宝贵的提醒。
But this morning, through our brothers, the Lord was able to give us such a wonderful reminder.
让我们知道我们的神实在是顾念我们的神。
That we were once again reminded of how much the Lord cares for us.
这是我们在任何的环境当中胜过仇敌撒旦的一个非常重要的一个秘诀。
And this is a wonderful opportunity and a secret for us to overcome the enemy.
今天早晨我要继续跟弟兄姐妹们交通但以理书。
And this morning, with brothers and sisters, I would like to continue sharing on Daniel.
让我们先来读几处经文。
Let's read a couple passages.
今天早晨我们要读的几处经文都是在但以理书的第九章。
And the couple passages that we will be reading with today will be all from Daniel chapter 9.
我们先读第九章的第一节到第四节。
Let's begin from reading Daniel chapter 9 verses 1 through 4.
我来读英文，中文，我的弟兄来读英文。
And I will read in Chinese and my brother will read in English.
马代读亚哈随鲁的儿子大利乌利加勒迪国王的元年，就是他在位的第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满，我便进食，披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈祷恳求。我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪，说主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。
In the first year of Darius the son of Ahasuerus of Median descent, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolation of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments.
我们下面读第十七节到第十九节。
And following, let's read verses 17 to 19.
我们的神啊，现在求你垂听仆人的祈祷恳求，为自己使脸光，光照你荒凉的圣所。我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因为自己的义，乃因你的大怜悯。求主垂听，求主赦免，求主应允而行，为你自己不要延迟。我的神啊，因这城和这民都是称为你名下的。
So now, our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his supplications, and for your sake, O Lord, let your face shine on your desolate sanctuary. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we are not presenting our supplications before you on account of any merits of our own, but on account of your great compassion. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For your own sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name.
最后我们读九章二十四节。
And lastly, chapter 9, verse 24.
为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了70个期，我要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进或者是彰显永义，封住遗像和预言，并高至圣者。
70 weeks have been decreed by for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
我们知道但以理是在圣经当中，在神的眼中非常特殊的一个人物。
We know that Daniel has a special place in the eyes of the Lord.
他的一生经过了许多的变故。
And there was many changes throughout his life.
然而他能够一直为主站立得住。
And yet throughout all this time, he was able to stand firm in the Lord.
前几次我们在从第一章到第六章看见他在主面前，在许多的君王面前为神所做的见证。
And we see from chapter 6, 1 through 6 of the book of Daniel, we see that he stood before many kings.
我们实在是盼望圣灵能够借着但以理的一生来教导我们，能够如何在地上为主做见证。
And we hope that as we read this, we can learn from the life of Daniel how to stand firm and how to have that testimony before the Lord.
我们也求圣灵能够把他自己的一些生命，但以理的生命和性格能够做工在我们里边。
And we ask the Spirit that he can reveal this life of Daniel into our own lives, that we can learn from this.
让我们能够学习他怎样在不同的环境当中能够站立。
That we can learn how to stand firm in these different situations.
因为像我们弟兄们一直所交通的，我们所面临的这个环境是非常不确定。
Like our brothers previously have often mentioned that the situation and the times that we are in are so uncertain.
而且这个世界会越来越走向它的坏坏。
And this world will continue to become more chaotic.
我们可能会面临更多的挑战。
And we will encounter many more battles.
我们怎样能够在这些的环境当中为神站立得住。
And how in these circumstances can we stand firm in the Lord?
那今天我们来到这个第九章。
And so today, as we enter into chapter 9,
我们看见但以理怎样在神的面前祷告。
We see how Daniel prayed before the Lord.
为着神的工作祷告。
And how he prayed concerning the work of the Lord.
我们实在是也要在这个时代来学习但以理所从神领受的负担。
And this is a lesson that we need to learn that in the life of Daniel we see how he took this responsibility before the Lord.
使我们在这个时代能够成为神手中一群合用的人。
So that in this current time that we can become a people for the Lord.
那一开始我们就看见但以理呢，他是一个读神话语的人。
And so as we start off in this chapter, we see that Daniel is one that reads the word of God.
他身在异国他乡。
In the foreign land.
Oh, that he is in a foreign land.
并且呢，他是从这个 teenager， 就是从十几岁的时候就到了这个加勒底。
And that as a teenager he was brought into the land of Babylon.
但是他的心一生当中一直在关怀神的事。
But throughout his life, his heart was set on the things of God.
他在关心神在犹大国身上所要做的工作。
And he was concerned with the work of God in his people.
神在耶路撒冷所要做的工作。
And the work that the Lord had in store for Jerusalem.
因为在那个时代，在犹大身上，在耶路撒冷这个城上，是神工作的中心。
Because God's heart was on Judah, on the city of Jerusalem.
代表着当时代神在地上最重要的工作。
And this represents the great work that the Lord's heart was on.
所以当他读到耶利米，神借着先知耶利米预言耶路撒冷荒凉的年数要满足的时候。
So as Daniel read the prophecy that the Jeremiah the prophet had spoke,
他就向神祷告。
Concerning Jerusalem, he prayed.
并且呢，这里边第三节讲到呢，他定义向主祈求祷告，就是他的心，他的脸面完全是转向神的。
And so as it says in verse 3, he gave his attention to the Lord God.
我们实在是感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
我们的神不但眷顾我们。
That the Lord not only strengthens us.
他也在地上要使用他合用的器皿，要让人与神同工。
But that he uses his vessels to continue to co-work with us.
这是神工作的一个恩典的原则。
And so this is a standard of the Lord.
我们知道我们这位神他是全有全足全丰的神。
And we know that he is an omnipotent God.
但是呢，他却愿意让人能够在他的工作上有份。
But that he desires for man to have to co-work with him.
他的工作要借着人在地上的祷告来实行。
And that his work is to be accomplished through the prayers of his people.
我们也听见很多年长的弟兄姐妹们告诉我们。
And we have often heard many elderly brothers share with us.
他们告诉我们说神如果没有人的祷告神甚至就要等待不工作。
And they say that if a man does not pray to the Lord, then the Lord will continue to wait.
那不是神不能够做。
It isn't that the Lord cannot work.
是神的恩典，他愿意让我们这些卑微渺小的人在他这个工作上有份。
But that through his grace, he desires man to have a part in his
work. 我们在圣经里边也看见许多的例子。
And we see many instances in the Bible.
可以说在整本圣经里边有无数个例子。
That we see that there are so many instances throughout the whole Bible.
那我们知道神他可以分开红海，预先就分开红海，让以色列人过去。
And we see in the book of Exodus that the Lord was able to part the Red Sea for his people to cross.
但是呢，他情愿让摩西向红海举杖，然后再分开红海。
But he desired for Moses to raise up his rod in order for the sea to part.
神也可以直接就把彼得从监狱里边领出来。
And the Lord could also have easily brought out Peter from the prison.
但他情愿让以色列的众弟兄，在耶路撒冷的众弟兄姐妹迫切地为彼得祷告，然后把监狱打开。
But he desired for the saints in Jerusalem to pray fervently for Peter, and then the gates were opened.
这是神一个非常大的恩典。
And this is a wonderful grace of the Lord.
每次当我们想起我们这些渺小的人能够与这位创造宇宙天地的神同工，我们心里边就不能不发出感谢。
And we can only give our great thanks to the Lord when we think of how small we are as man. That a great and wonderful God would co-work with us.
所以我们看见一开始的时候，当但以理知道神要在地上做一件大事。
And so when we see at this beginning, when Daniel begins to understand the great work of the Lord,
犹太人要从被掳之地回归。
That the people of Israel would once again be restored.
要重建耶路撒冷。
That they would once again build up Jerusalem.
他就进食，披麻蒙灰，在神面前祷告。
That in sackcloth and ashes, he began to fast.
并且他的脸，他的全心都转向神。
And he gave his attention completely to the Lord.
那这个词，我们刚才弟兄讲的这 give attention， 也同样用在路加福音的第九章第五十一节，讲到主耶稣基督那时候面向耶路撒冷。
And this is also this give attention is also in Luke, as it speaks of the Lord Jesus giving his attention.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
And so, dear brothers and sisters,
神把我们放在这个末后的时代
The Lord has placed us in this end time
能够迎接主的再来
In order to usher in his return
能够为神在这个末后时代在地上的工作祷告
And that in these end times that we can continue to pray for his work
这是一个何等大的福分
This is a great responsibility
也是一个何等大的责任
And this is a great work
神在地上寻求合他心意的器皿。
The Lord desires for vessels to be of use to him.
寻求祷告的器皿。
And vessels of prayer.
神要借着这个祷告能够推动他的工作。
And that through this prayer that he can continue to push forward his work.
所以我们要为今天这个世代祷告。
And so we need to pray for the times.
能够使教会成熟。
That the church may be matured.
能够迎接主的再来
so that we can usher in his return.
我们的确是像弟兄所提到的在这一年多的疫情当中我们好像生活在一个非常低沉的一个光景当中
And like our brother previously just shared, throughout this past year of pandemic, it often feels like we are in a very low place.
但是盼望着圣灵让我们看见神正在要在地上做一件大事。
But may the Spirit truly open our eyes so that we can see the great work that the Lord has in store for us.
是一件令人鼓舞的事情。
This is truly such an encouraging thing.
所以我们在这件事情上与神有份。
And so that we can have a part with the Lord in this.
我们应该转向神。
And so may we truly give our attention back to the Lord.
定义在神面前为他的工作祈求。
And so that we can continue to seek before him.
不仅把我们个人的需要带到神的面前。
Not only bring our own requests before the Lord.
也为着神在地上要做的工作祷告。
But that we can continue to pray for his work on this earth.
那接下来这些经文让我们看见但以理作为一个代祷者他的一些生命性情。
And so the following verses, we see that Daniel becomes an intercessor.
有几个非常重要的特点是我们需要来学习的。
And there's a couple points that we can really take note of.
第一个呢就是他的认罪。
And this first part is his confession of sins.
记载在第九章的第三节一直到第十九节这段经文圣经当中。
And in from verses 3 to about 6 to 19, we see these.
在第七节的后半部分，他说到的，或是在近处，或是在远处，被你赶到过河的人都得罪了你，就正如今日一样。
As it says in verse 7, those who are nearby and those who are far away in all countries to which you have driven them because of their unfaithful deeds.
那他也提到这个所有这些罪恶的根源是因着以色列人没有犹大人没有听神的话。
And we see here that he has noticed that the reason the people of Israel have been exiled is because of their unfaithful deeds.
没有，他们没有听神的命令。
And they did not listen to the word of the Lord.
那这是人类犯罪的根源。
And this is truly the basis of the wrongdoings of man.
在伊甸园中，亚当和夏娃他们的第一个犯罪，就是因为他们没有听神的命令。
And the first sin of man was Adam and Eve because they did not listen to the commandments of the Lord.
在人类历史当中，人一直在犯这样的错误。
And throughout history, man continues to not listen to the Lord.
所以在第九章的第六节说，没有听从你仆人众先知奉你的名向我们君王首领列祖和国中一切百姓所说的话。
As it says in verse 6, we have not listened to your servants, the prophets who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land.
所以这也是今天在我们这个时代当中一个非常重要的提醒，我们要听神的命令。
And so this is a very good reminder for each and every one of us that in this time that we need to listen to the word of God.
免得我们犯罪得罪神。
Or else we will sin and sin against God.
接下来他就告诉我们说，这个犯罪所进入的一个状态，就是在神面前蒙羞。
蒙羞。
是神。
And so when we do this, we fall into a deep shame before the Lord.
所以这是在第九章的第八节，讲到我们在神的面前脸上都是蒙羞的。
As it says in verse 8 that we have this shame before God.
同时呢，他也在神面前求神的怜悯。
But at the same time, we see that he prays for mercy and forgiveness.
在第九章的第十六节，他说：“主啊，求你按你的大仁大义。”使你的怒气和愤怒转离你的城耶路撒冷，就是你的圣山耶路撒冷和你子民，因为我们的罪孽、罪恶和我们列祖的罪孽被四围人羞辱。
As it says in verse 16, O Lord, in accordance with all your righteous acts, let now your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain. For because of our sins and our iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all those around us.
他求主按照他自己大仁大义的恩典的性情来怜悯我们。
And that through his great compassion that he would forgive us.
这是一个何等美好的祷告。
And this is a wonderful prayer.
但当我们之前读过但以理的一生，
And previously, as we read the life of Daniel,
我们就会发现在他的人生当中，
and we see that throughout his life,
我们觉得他是一个非常合神心意的人，
that he was one after the heart of God.
这里边许多的罪并不是但以理自己犯的，
and all these sins that he has prayed before the Lord is not something that he himself might have committed.
我们知道但以理被掳的时候，那时候他可能只是十几岁的一个年轻人。
We know that when Daniel was captured to the land of Babylon, he must have only been a teenager.
他可能没有在神面前犯很多的罪。
He might not have sinned much before the Lord.
是因为他的君王和他的列祖在神面前的悖逆，神让犹大被掳。
But that the kings and the princes of Jerusalem and of Judah, they have sinned.
并且当他被掳到巴比伦的时候，
And so when he was captured to the land of Babylon,
少年的但以理立志不受这个地的污染。
And the teenager, was not defiled by the land.
并且在这个几代的君王面前，我们前面读到从第一章到第六章，他 他都做了非常美好的见证。
That throughout, before all the satraps and officials of the land, that he was a wonderful testimony.
但是在这个祷告当中
，But in this prayer,
我们看见但以理把他自己放在他百姓的位置上。
We see that Daniel intercedes for the land of Israel.
他把他自己放在这些以色列所这些罪人中间的一个。
That he puts his puts himself in the place of the people.
这个提醒我们。
And so this reminds us.
我们常常实在是我自己有的时候忘记了主的恩典。
That I myself often forget the grace of God.
我们的主耶稣基督就是这样。
And so our Lord is like this.
当他来到这个地上的时候。
That when he came down to this earth.
他把神的恩典、慈爱和怜悯完全的带到地上。
That he brought the grace of God among people.
圣经告诉我们说他是神本体的真相。
And so it says that in the Bible that Jesus was the image, the perfect image of God.
并且他从来没有犯罪。
And that he never sinned.
然而他却在十字架上担当了我们所有人的罪。
And yet upon the cross he bore all of our sins.
虽然我们不能够完全像主。
And so even though we cannot become perfectly like Christ.
但是我们实在是求主教导我们。
But may the Lord truly teach us.
为着我们的亲人，为着我们的家庭，为着我们的教会，为着这个国家，我们来带祷。
That for our loved ones, for our family, for our friends, for the church, that we can pray for all them.
并且把这个负担就放在我们自己的身上。
And may we truly place that burden upon ourselves.
让我们也成为这个其中的一员，来到神的面前认罪悔改。
And so, like this intercessor, that we can come before the Lord and pray like this.
来学习主的样式，来担别人的重担。
So that we can truly learn this lesson from the Lord, that we can bear the burdens of others.
代祷是需要付上代价的。
And those who intercede truly need to pay that price.
我们看见但以理在这边，他付上了他自己的代价。
And we see Daniel has paid that price.
这是一位八十多岁，现在他已经到第九章的时候，他已经是八十多岁的一个老人。
And by chapter 9, we see that Daniel has already become 80-something.
他禁食，披麻蒙灰。
And in this time that he fasted and wore sackcloth and ashes.
并且呢，这不仅仅是外表的。
But this is not just an outward action.
更重要是在他的内心的深处，他真正的为着这个以色列人所犯的罪痛悔。
But that in his heart, he truly had this feeling of repentance before the Lord.
并且他把的负担担在自己的肩上。
And that he put this burden upon his own shoulders.
这是需要在神面前谦卑的。
And so this is truly something that will humble us before the Lord.
但愿今天主也把这样的一个负担放在我们每个人身上。
So may the Lord truly place this burden upon each and every one of us today.
我们能够成为这个时代的一个代祷者。
So that we can be in this role of an intercessor before God.
神就要在这个地上开始一个非常大的工作。
And the Lord is beginning a great work upon this earth.
我们今天生活在这个时代，能够与这个工作有份。
And may we truly have a part in this work.
实在是盼望着这个成为我们里边的激励。
And may this truly be an encouragement to each and every one of us.
并且把我们的生命，把我们的时间都放在这个上面。
That in our lives and through our time that we can place our focus upon this.
让神在地上能够找到一群他手中的器皿，能够完成他的工作。
So that the Lord can find a worthy vessel to accomplish his work.
那神是怎样回答这个但以理这个祷告呢？
So we see next how the Lord answers this prayer.
我们觉得这个祷告实在是摸到了神的心。
We see that this, we trust that this prayer must have touched the heart of God.
第九章二十一节说，我正在祷告的时候，先前在异象中所显的那位加百列奉命飞速而来。
And we see in verse 21, while I was still speaking in prayer, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in visions previously, came to me.
我们看见神的心好像是被感动，奉他的天使长奉命飞速而来。
We see that the heart of God must have been touched so that he sent the angel Gabriel
要把一个更大的启示给但以理
to give a more wonderful vision to Daniel. And we see that through this prayer, the Lord was able to open up the gates of heaven. So that Daniel was allowed to see the timetable of his kingdom. And this is the prophecy of the 70 weeks. And we see previously that the Lord had already revealed the time of the exile of his people to Daniel.
但是在这个时候, 神把一个更重要的工作, 他自己神国的时间表,
but now the Lord is revealing an even more important time to Daniel, and that was the time of his kingdom.
在圣经当中有许许多多的预言,
and there are many prophecies throughout the Bible.
那我们也提到过, 这个预言有两, 这众多的预言当中有两个焦点,
yeah, but there usually are two focuses in these prophecies.
那这两个焦点呢, 是神借着在地上他两位年长的仆人所启示出来。
And the two and the Lord uses his two servants to focus on these prophecies.
一个是但以理, 一个是约翰。
One is Daniel and the other is the Apostle John.
那这两个焦点, 第一个呢, 就是主耶稣基督第一次降临。
And the one focus is the first coming of the Lord Jesus.
为要解决罪的问题。
And this was to deal with sin.
在但以理在这章里边所预言的那个第62个期结束的时候,
and as it was revealed to Daniel that at the end of 62 weeks that the temple would be built up again.
那个至高者,就是至圣者要被剪除。
That the Messiah, the prince, will be killed.
在这个第62个期到最后这个一个期之间,
and between the 62 weeks and the last seven.
有一段时间,
and there will be a time.
这段时间呢就是教会的时代,
and this is the time of grace.
是恩典的时代, 是的,
the time of his church.
就是我们现在这个时代,
and that is the times that we are currently in.
它的特点就是像约珥所说的, 凡求告主名的人都必得救。
Just like it is said that those who call upon his name will be saved.
那这个时代神是为了预备迎接他儿子第二次再来。
And in this time, it is a time for the work of the preparation of his second coming.
那这个呢是借着约翰详细的记载在启示录里边。
And through the Apostle John, this was recorded in the book of Revelations.
很多的弟兄姐妹们都告诉我们这个时候快要来到。
And so many brothers and sisters trust that this time is soon to be upon us. And so we truly are facing this great work of the Lord. And we truly need to have a heart of the intercessor before the Lord. Like,
我们相信神借着圣灵正在地上寻找弟兄姐妹们来为他的国度代祷。
And we trust that the Lord is seeking for people to have a heart to pray for his kingdom. And so while this time of grace has not yet ended, and while time is short, may we truly offer up our own prayers, that we can truly pray for his kingdom, and that those can repent and that we can turn back to him. That brothers and sisters, that we can pray to be molded into his image.
为教会能够长大成人,
that the church can be matured into the body of Christ.
为着迎接主的回来,
so that we can usher in his return.
盼望着圣灵帮助我们, 能够面转向神。
May the Holy Spirit truly bring us to give our attention and focus to the Lord.
用祷告来迎接他的新的工作。
That through prayer that we can enter into his work.
我们一起有些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
你借着你的恩典把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
That through your grace that you have brought us out of sin and death.
并且在我们的人生的每个日子当中你眷顾我们。
And that in each and every one of our lives that you have strengthened us.
我们也感谢你把我们放在这个末后的时代。
Lord, we thank you for placing us in these end times.
愿圣灵帮助我们能够进入你国度的祷告。
And may the Spirit truly help us to enter into prayers for your kingdom.
用祷告能够迎接你在地上最大的工作。
That through prayer that we can enter into and co-work with you in this.
能迎接主耶稣基督的来到。
Into the return of the second coming of the Lord.
我们承认我们是软弱的。
And Lord, we admit that we are weak.
我们求你帮助我们。
But may you help us.
成为你手中合用的器皿。
That you, we can become worthy vessels of your use.
愿你的名得着荣耀。
So that your name can be glorified.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. Amen. 我们下边有一些报告。
Following, we'll have some quick announcements.
在疫情当中，我们所有的这些聚会现在还仍然都在线上。
And that through this pandemic, currently we are still in, that all the meetings will continue to be virtual and online.
我们盼望着那个弟兄姐妹们能够早日相见。
And we hope to one day and soon that we can meet together.
在这之前，盼望着弟兄姐妹们能够在线上能够参加各样的聚会。
But before then, we hope that brothers and sisters can continue to meet in this online format.
星期二的祷告聚会现在都是分组的。
And current Tuesday night prayer meeting is all in the prayer groups.
盼望着弟兄姐妹们如果还没有进入这个祷告，这个团体的祷告是非常宝贵的。
And if brothers and sisters have not yet entered into this meeting, we strongly encourage each and every one of you to enter into this.
星期五我们有读经聚会。
And our Friday night, we have our Bible study.
各组的读经都在线上。
And all the different groups are meeting virtually online.
周五这个有一个组是结晶组，是从下一个要来这个星期五3月26号开始读罗马书。
And the Bible study group will, beginning next Friday, will start the book of Romans.
第一次是由孙弟兄和林凡弟兄要交通罗马书的简介。
And Brother Sun and Brother Juan Lin will be sharing an introduction.
我们欢迎有感动一起读罗马书的弟兄姐妹们参加。
And we welcome brothers and sisters who are moved to join that they can attend.
如果有什么问题的话可以找我联络。
And if you have any questions, please contact me.
东南区的周六的读经聚会照常。
And the Saturday Southeast District Bible Study is at its usual time.
下个主日我们仍然在各自有擘饼聚会。
And next Sunday we have the breaking of bread meetings.
如果没有进入擘饼聚会的话，欢迎弟兄姐妹们进入。
And if you have not entered into this meeting, we encourage you to enter in.
下个主日是林环弟兄交通信息，柯英弟兄翻译。
And next Sunday, Brother Juan Lin will be sharing, and Brother Yun Ke will be interpreting.
儿童的聚会周五周日都照常进行。
And the children's meeting are on Friday and Sunday are at their usual time.
下一个星期六有周六福音聚会。
And next Saturday there is a gospel meeting.
晚上七点钟开始。
And it will begin at 7 p.m.
是由刘浩森弟兄做见证，陈耀煌弟兄传信息。
And Brother Howson Liu will be sharing his testimony and Brother Henry Chen will be sharing the gospel.
请弟兄姐妹们能够邀请朋友参加，也为着这个聚会祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters continue to pray for the invitation work of Gospel Friends.
上线的方式都在我们会所的网站上。
And the meeting format and the links are all online.
有弟兄姐妹们问到奉献的事情。
And brothers and sisters have been asking about the offerings.
详细的方法是在我们会所的网站上。
And the preferred method of offering is all written online.
我们感谢主，今年仍然有西岸特会。
And we thank the Lord that this year we will be holding a WCCC.
虽然是在线上的。
It will be all held virtually.
是从7月28号到8月1号。
And it will be from Wednesday, July 28th to August 1st.
4月15号开始报名。
And registration will begin on April 15th.
请弟兄姐妹为着这个聚会祷告，也预留时间参加。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to continue to pray and set apart the time to attend.
今年是线上的，盼望能够有更多的弟兄姐妹们，不需要旅行，可以更多的弟兄姐妹们参加。
And since it is online, we hope that many more brothers and sisters can attend.
还有一些祷告事项在会所的网站上，请弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And there's some prayer requests on the church website that we can continue to keep in prayer.
我们今天的聚会就停在这里。
And this will conclude our meeting today.
愿神祝福弟兄姐妹们。
May God bless brothers and sisters.
再见。
Goodbye.